you thought the potential for a global vaccine passport had faded with the de-escalation of the COVID pandemic, you might be wrong, because November 15th, November 16th was the G20, the group of 20, where leaders from around the world come together to talk about solutions to the world's economic problems, how to achieve global domination, etc. And one of the subjects that came up was these digital health certificates. They were saying they want to build on the success of the existing standards and digital COVID-19 certificates. It was also suggested that something like a vaccine passport could be built into the international health regulations as early as next year. So the idea of a global vaccine passport could be much closer than we think.
Yes, and it appears that they may be meeting quite a bit of resistance in imposing vaccine passports on the world's population. Let's look at why.
I'm Brendan Fallon.
And I'm Lee Smith.
And we're over the target. So I was traveling earlier in the year. I went from America to Taiwan. I went to Australia. And I wouldn't have gotten very far. I wouldn't have been able to leave America if I didn't have my vaccination certificate. What they're talking about here, it looks like really ratcheting it up a number of notches. Our private health information would potentially be available to these global organizations like the WHO.
Well, I mean, you raise that issue. It may also be available to private corporations as well. For instance, different vaccine manufacturers. What guarantees do we have on that? But I think that there are more, even more fundamental issues, even before we get to privacy concerns like that. And frankly, Brendan, I look at this communique and it strikes me that another way to look at this is, are they trying to make travel more difficult for people?
Well, I guess under the circumstances of a pandemic, people would be restricted unless they take in the questionable vaccine from traveling to other countries. Do you see anything beyond that in terms of restricting people's movements?
Well, certainly. I mean, I think a lot of people, I think the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines have given millions, hundreds of millions of people around the world reason to reconsider not only the efficacy of various vaccines, but if these vaccines are dangerous. And certainly some of the numbers we're seeing are a reflection of the concerns of people around the world.
We've had 1.3 million adverse events reported on the vaccine adverse events reporting system since the rollout of the vaccines. That's more than we've seen with any other vaccine in history. And a very telling sign about the efficacy of these vaccines is the fact that the CDC changed the definition of a vaccination in 2020. It went from a product that stimulates a person's immune system to produce immunity. They changed it to a preparation that is used to stimulate the body's immune response against disease.
There's been a lot of reshuffling of cards here over the last couple of years. And that in itself is very telling, right? I mean, not everyone is looking at the studies that you and I are checking out, Brendan. And these are coming in from around the world, whether it's the United Kingdom or Israel or Australia. And we're seeing the different problems from the mRNA COVID vaccines, whether these are myocarditis in young men especially, whether we're seeing the different neurological problems, the problems that are affecting pregnant women and their fetuses. There are a lot of problems. But again, even the people who aren't looking at these studies, right, they see what public health officials are doing around the world, and that is enough to give them concern. Whether that is redefining what a vaccine is or whether it's compelling them to take a booster shot. When previously, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, and his top public health officials, like Anthony Fauci, promised that if you take this vaccine, don't worry, there's no chance of further infection, no chance of infection, no chance of transmission. The advent of the booster shots were an open confession that this was not true, right? That the vaccines did not work as advertised. People hear that and people understand what's going on. Again, even if they're not looking at the studies.
And even if we didn't look at the mass protests that have taken place in different countries around the world against things like vaccine mandates, there's a simple fact that people are very reluctant to have their children vaccinated. Only 14% of children under the age of 5 have been vaccinated in America with the COVID vax. So this is a pretty strong signal to the authorities that this isn't trusted. So why would they continue to push to this extent?
Well, you're absolutely right. When we're talking about parents and their children, remember, there are all sorts of prescribed vaccines. There's a vaccine regime for young kids, right? And this includes everything from polio, smallpox, measles, mumps, rubella, all of these different things. But instead, people are voting no on the mRNA vaccines. What this tells us is that the mRNA vaccines are an abject failure. Americans are voting against them. They're not giving them to their children. So, right, why are global public health officials now saying, no, we're going to force people to get these things that people are actively, vocally against?
It's not completely unexpected for global authorities, these kinds of organizations that are pushing a globalist agenda, to support something, to advocate for something that doesn't necessarily work. Or we've seen recently in the Netherlands, 600 farms in the Netherlands look to be seized in the effort to reduce the amount of nitrogen that was being emitted into the environment. In Sri Lanka, we saw protests in the streets, huge protests against the government when they try to restrict farming practices there. This globalist agenda that is supposed to be working to bring about the equity of society, it's actually resulting in more poverty, it seems, for people than anything else.
And more conflict as well. People are resisting. People are pushing back. They recognize these things, whether it's garbage science, like what the climate change agenda is supposed to feed into, whether it's trans activism, or whether it's vaccine mandates. People are pushing back and people are unhappy. So we have to wonder what's going on here. Do global bureaucrats, do they understand the failure that they're sitting on top of? Or do they not know how badly their own rollout failed? In either case, this is going to lead to more conflict, more resistance.
There was a piece that's come out from the Lancet Commission, and this was the group that was set up originally in 2020. Its task was to investigate the origin of the pandemic. That didn't pan out too well. It said that it was getting too much criticism and that it was creating divisive debate in society, so it abandoned that task. But more recently, in September, it published this piece, Lessons Learned from the COVID Pandemic. And it talks about trust, and it locates part of the problem with, for all the millions of lives that have been lost, it locates part of the problem with people's mistrust of public authorities and also the spread of misinformation and disinformation.